friends. You're listening to Irish Radio Network USA, and on this snowy morning in New York City, we're delighted to welcome Tom Tuffy, who is the Dinner Dance Chairman for the United Irish Counties Association of New York, and first of all, neighbor of mine from Colleen's. You know, I think we're both about the same length from the great metropolis of Bonnyconlon. You're on one side and I'm on the other.
That's right, Adrian. Yes, we're surrounding Bonnyconlon.
Yeah,
a good place.
Good place. Now, first of all, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Adrian.
And but you live here in New York.
I do.
Right,
I live in Yonkers, and I've been here now for almost, well, actually, I've been here for 31 years or so.
Oh, my God, you're getting...
I'm used to it, Adrian.
You're getting to be an old-timer like the rest of us. Let me ask you, though, about the United Irish Counties. And been plenty of mileage on the counties. This is, what, 112th?
Yes, that's the 112th annual dinner dance. So there's been a lot of work put in over those decades.
Yes.
And I'm delighted that I've had the opportunity or the honor of chairing this year's dinner dance. And thank you to the president of the United Irish Counties, Garrett Doyle, for appointing me.
Yes.
And we have wonderful guests this year. Our Gail of the Year is a lady, Kathleen O'Reilly. She's an assistant chief of the New York City Police Department, and she's representing the police department this year, and the honor is given to the department, and she's accepting it on behalf of them.
Yes.
A great person, and we're delighted that she has accepted to take this honor. And, of course, our Distinguished Service Award is Michael Flood, who's the Kildare Man.
Kildare Man, and that's the Rose Cosgrove.
That's the Rose Cosgrove, yes.
Yeah. Now, just doubling back to Chief and Commanding Officer Kathleen O'Reilly, actually she is now a station, she's the Commanding Officer of Patrol Borough Manhattan North.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, and yes. What she's had an illustrious, or continues to have an illustrious career too, so that's good. Rose Cosgrove, as many of our listeners would know, a grand lady of the Longford Association for many the long year.
Yes.
And so that service award. Now, tell us about Michael Flood. We know he was born in Kilmeade, I think it was.
That's right. Yeah. So he's born in Kilmeade, County Kildare. He immigrated to the States here, and he served in the U.S. Army in Vietnam for several tours of duty. He is currently has his own business here as a property management.
Yes.
A successful guy, a guy that actually, in the last couple of years, he got involved with raising money for to erect a monument in Kildare to John DeVoe.
And, oh, boy, yes.
He was a great Irish Fenian, and they successfully raised the money, and that monument has been unveiled in Naas, County Kildare.
Yes.
So, well done, you know, to Michael for doing that. It was a great accomplishment for Kildare and for the Irish.
Good. My younger brother, Fenton, and his wife, Alva, they own and operate Kill Equestrian Centre, which is right down the road from Naas,
right,
as well. Now, let me ask you, though, about, and I'll preface this by saying that when I came here in 1959, one would think that all, from what I picked up from traveling around the various counties, and particularly as a musician and on bandstands and places like the Jagger House and Gaelic Park, everybody would say, a lot of people would say, oh, well, the counties are finished, and the United Irish Counties, sure, that's nearly gone too. And here we are more than 50 years later. And so the demise of the United Irish Counties and indeed the county associations, that was wrong then, and the prediction was wrong then, and it's wrong today as well. It has always survived. And
yeah, it has. You're absolutely right, Adrian, and it will continue to survive. I know times are changing, and it's there's different approaches now. But
yes,
we have, you know, some young people that have gotten involved in the United Irish Counties coming in through their own counties. And one example is our president-elect, Katie Barrett, a Donegal lady.
Absolutely.
Who has done terrific work with her own county.
Mm-hmm.
And for many years with the United Counties as first vice president, second vice president, and she's been tremendous in what she did. So, and she's brought in other young people too. So I think
Great.
We do have a good future here.
Good, and I agree with you. And now, of course, you're elected as the first vice president.
That's right.
This week. A little bit of pressure on you there, considering that there's only a week left on next Friday night, January 29th, at Anton's in Queen's Village. Again, the 112th annual dinner dance. And that's always a great event anyway.
It is, yes.
In that it's probably the one time of the year where you will meet people from counties all the way around Ireland, and United Irish Counties is indeed personifies what it implies. It is the 32 counties of Ireland, and again, you know, I know that the United Irish Counties have supported so many organizations throughout the years and the decades, but this year some of your proceeds will be donated to the Emerald Isle Immigration Center, the New York Irish Center, and the Ashling Irish Center. So
yes,
you couldn't pick.
We hope that we'll be able to do something for each one of the Irish centers.
Yeah,
that's our plan, and we're looking forward to be able to doing something on that. But let me just make one comment, Adrian. The United Irish Counties is made up of the 32 counties plus another one, which is the Irish Centre of Nassau and Suffolk. And I'd hate for them to be left out of it, because there's a wonderful group of people that support the United Irish Counties coming from Nassau and Suffolk. So.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought it up, because that's my neck on the line as well.
Just so that corrects it.
That's right. The neighbours, we got to take care of one another. Yeah. Anyway, it's next Friday evening, Anton's in Queen's Village. And now, is the journal all but closed at this point?
As of tonight, it is closed.
Yeah, okay.
But I'd be happy to hear from anybody that would like to go to our dance. You can call me at 914-774-6997. I'd be very happy to get them included at a table and or as many people as wish to go.
Yes.
I'm delighted to have them.
And we're speaking with Tom Tuffy, who, Franz, is the dinner chairman. And also, I know I noticed you have a couple of new people on board, like Rita Leiden-Lenz.
Yes, that's right.
She'd find you a good chair.
Rita just came in as our second vice president. She was elected on Wednesday night. Another great delegate from Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Rita is also in charge of our reservations for the dinner dance, and she's doing a great job.
Great. And, of course, you also have some stalwarts. Joe Pronti is a chairperson, as you have Pat Brady.
That's right.
And, friends, again, let me give... I'll give you Tom Tuffy's phone number again, which is 914-774-6997. Okay. Good luck to you, Tom Tuffy. and to, of course, the United Irish Counties Association and Friends. That is this coming Friday night, January 29th, the 112th. So it's a good one. I also want to give you another number, particularly for those on the island, as we refer to it, Nassau, Suffolk, 516-455-3879, and that's Rita Leiden-Lenz.
She can be called for reservations also.
Terrific. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for having me on the show and for promoting the United Irish Counties. We really appreciate it.
Thanks again. Okay. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.